coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I hope that you're having a great day. Welcome, Jeannie.
Good morning.
You're sneaking over there. Did you forget to put your mic in front
of you? Yes, I did.
All right. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Your hair looks really cute up like that.
And the French twist, the old 50s style.
Well, it's so funny because that's kind of back, you know?
It is. Never paid much attention.
And it's your beautiful heart that you have on.
Oh, that's right. I forgot I wore that. Well, I was.
We got to take a picture of that, huh?
Yes.
So that,
it's your colors.
I know. That's like my favorite. I get so many compliments on that.
Do
so,
you?
Yeah. So how's everybody doing out there? I welcome you to my show. I call it the Kim Pagano Show because I hope that I can bring you value every day in every way. And, you know, it's funny. Our whole household is kind of going through a little, turmoil at this moment because... No longer am I doing my kids' laundry, and no longer am I cleaning their rooms. And, they've kind of gotten to that age where, my husband's always said this, that by me taking care of all those needs for them, that I was actually doing them a little injustice.
Did you just shock him and say this is
no,
it?
No, but we kind of, we made up a contract.
Had a family meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, and that's the other thing. We are having family meetings every mm-hmm. Sunday.
Wow.
And cool. But it's a really good communication. And I think that that's something that... we all need to kind of work on because we are the leaders of our family.
Yeah, especially with you. You have four kids, so you've got a lot of ideas and,
And I value their ideas. That's, mm-hmm. I'm not discounting
but feelings
that.
Feelings, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, those are my calls. Do you have them doing dishes and things, too?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah. So,
good.
And it's funny because somebody, I had, talked to a couple people about this, and they're like, well, how do you do this if you, they all say it's not my dish? it's not my dish. So I was thinking about it. So then one kid gets Monday, the next mm-hmm. one gets Tuesday, the next one gets Wednesday, and it just rotates because what happens is if you were at a job mm-hmm. and you weren't going to be there, you'd find somebody to fill your spot. So, hey, mm-hmm. I'm going to be at baseball practice on Tuesday. So, can you take over my thing and I'll take your Wednesday. I mean, it's really teaching them really good habits.
I think so. I know Bob's mother was, I think she was the original green person. She was, the original person we were just talking about where she really, everything was strict. She came from the farm and like each kid from the time they were little always had their towel with their name on it. It was expected to be hung up.
Right. That was one of the things that I was trying to kind of give them advice. Maybe each kid has a different color dish, but then even the husband
said, I think what you're
hold
doing
on a
is
minute.
Better. Yeah.
I'll be using theirs so I wouldn't have to do it. I'm mm-hmm. like, the husband said that,
Well, it gets even better because Lil used to give them days to do it. You're on dish detail. And just to remind him, she'd even have a little list. It'd be taped to the table of different duties for each kid because she had the five boys. And believe me, if you didn't do it or say if you went out and you didn't come back or you did something wrong, she'd just look at you and say, okay, you get two dish details, and she'd like reward one kid by taking away his dish detail and giving it to the one that was not so good.
Yeah, because so you worked. Do have to reward them, and that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. So, and in fact, I want to reward everybody on my show because I love to give back, and we actually have two tickets for this Saturday night, and that is R&B, the Soul City Survivors, and that is for August 6th, and they're going to be playing at Olivia's Adobe Music Under the Stars.
Ooh, sounds like
and,
fun.
And that was care of Sheldon over at Ventura Breeze, and so I definitely want to give those away. And what we're going to do is we got a trivia question that we actually just posted on our Facebook, right? So you're not going to say the trivia
we're not saying it. You have to go check out our Facebook page at
Become a fan
and check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show.
Right. And then as soon as you know the question, just give us a call here. I'd love to give these away. And Sheldon is actually, you know, I'm going to get him on my show, but these were, it's going to be a great show. I wish I could be there.
Oh,
I've got something
too
going on that night, but I'd love to give them away.
We're gonna do that Saturday night downtown LA. It's always at the Water Court, and it's been going on for over 20 years, and they have the concert under the stars, and
it's
so cool.
Where are you? What are you doing?
At downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's at the Water Court.
Oh, at the Water Court. Yeah, you know, there's a Water Court out here, too?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
This one's like you would never see it. You have to go up, and you're in between the buildings, and you look up in these huge buildings. It's really cool. So we're going to go out to dinner and then go to the concert. It's free, of course.
Right.
So every city, I think, has something like that, which is really great. It brings the community together, gets you out of the house. It's just the best. I love it.
Okay, cool. And, you know, right now Ventura Fair is on right
now.
And, of course, that is not free, but there's got some really great music there and all the motocross, and, you know, motorsports and all that. So that's right here. I'd love to support that and see all the, you know, see everybody going out there.
That fair is still a fair. You still get to see animals. I love that, you know, and it's not so huge that you can't do it. You know, I mean, you can enjoy each section, and, you know, if anybody's going, don't forget to go out to the woodworking guy. It's in the children's building, and you think, oh, children, but I'm telling you, you can kick back, sit down, and watch all these kids play with, I think it's over 1,000 wooden toys. It was like how it used to be before we motorized or put batteries, and they're really fascinated, and it's nice and relaxing, and it's one of my favorite things to do there, other than the animals.
There you go, yeah. And you know what, I love the landscapes. You know?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They have all the different landscapes. I don't know if they're going to have that this year. I'm sure they do.
They have to.
Yeah, but all the beautiful roses and, you know, just it's just a really cool, it's just tradition.
It is.
I love tradition, you know, and I know we've been talking about the farmers markets.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. I have a guy, hey, Bob Shepherd, if you're listening, Shepherd Eggs, they have a farm. It's all organic and you can get the best eggs in the world out there. And he will be, he goes to a lot of your farmers markets. He goes to TO. There's a brand new organic farmers market behind the lakes. And which I guess most people know that if you're in TO, right?
Right.
The lakes. And it's at 8:30 a.m. on Fridays. So
wow.
It's supposed to be pretty good. But I have his eggs and I just love them. They're fresh.
Are they brown?
Yes. And blue and different colors.
Blue?
Yeah.
What's a blue egg?
Well, I don't know. Sorry, Bob, if you're listening. I forgot the name
of the
hen.
Hey, Bob, if you're listening, call up at 805-639-0008. I want to know what a blue egg is.
Mm-hmm. He knows.
Yeah, I'm sure if he's the creator of all those eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you have anything that you want to talk about, give us a call here at 805-639-0008 or Facebook us at the Kim Pagano Show, or you can send us a message on my website, thekimpaganoshow.com. Also, I do want to give a shout out to Cynthia, and I love my tea bags. Those are so cute. She sent me listeners, and I hope that you loved your hair. She was a winner. But she sent me the cutest tea bags with these little pink beads. Of course, that's my favorite color. And these little pink beads of mint tea, and then a little key ring that says Kim on it. So
and the,
I
the
love it.
The bead is on the end of the tea bag, on the end of the string, so that you know how a lot of times you put your tea bag on there and then it'll fall in your cup?
Yeah.
Well, it won't because the bead balances it.
And she
out.
Made them.
They're
so special.
It's actually, she made the tea bag. It's her own tea.
Yeah.
She
no,
said.
I mean, yeah, she grew her own tea. So, anyways, very nice lady, and thank you so much for sending them to me. I love that. I love gifts. You know, it's funny, a lot of people like, what do you call them? Gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
I like gifts. I love things that people make from your heart. Like, you always make me jewelry. I just love that.
I do, too. It's special.
So today I want to talk about what we were going to be talking about on our show. We actually have Uncle Dan's report card, and it's a unique approach to teaching children timeless values. And, you know, talking about kind of, you know, here they get a report card at school, but also getting a report card on, you know, how they take care of their clothes or how they, you know, we need to reward our kids because they all are individuals. And I think that it's important to be a model for our children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's something that a lot of us, you know, think it's learned. But guess what? Where did they learn it? Where did you learn it? And it just keeps kind of going down the road here.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to talk to them because that book looks really good.
Yeah, and how do you, you know, I want to talk about, because you only have one son, mm-hmm. right? How you do that. Four, you kind of only got a little team there. So it's, you know, many hands make little work, but one son would be really hard to do.
There's drawbacks on that, you know, because there's really no competition.
But there's also he's got nobody to help him.
No, he has a lot. He had a lot. In fact, I fired him several times from doing the pool.
I love it. Gosh. Well, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Also, at our later part of our show, I have Dr. Adrienne Laura coming on, and she is an obstetrician and a gynecologist out here in Oxnard. And so she's going to, you know, there's always those questions. I love when they're in studio with me because I can really kind of tune in to mm-hmm. some of the things. So if anybody has any questions, start, you know, jotting them down so that you can ask them when she's here. Mm-hmm. And or again, Facebook me or call me at 805-639-0008. So, Jeannie, how did you do that with one kid? Did you always have to help him with everything or how, you know?
Well, yeah, I wanted to, you know, like the room would get really out of hand and it would just kill me. And my husband said, don't touch his room. Don't touch his room. And he was just a little guy. And I'm like, oh, my God. So, you know, sooner or later, I would clean the room. And then he was real happy. And I'd teach him, okay, now we're going to keep it this way. This is where your toys go. Now you have a place for here.
Everything has a home, right?
Yeah. But it's pretty hard because he would do that for a while. And then I just think boys are messier than girls because the next thing I know, it was in a mess again.
Boys, so. But you know what? No, because I've got... No.
I grew up keeping my room neat. My sister was a slob. No, sorry, Becky, but
yeah,
she was.
So
she's not now, but she, as a kid, she was.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. crazy. I don't know. I've got two and two.
And yours are not? All your girls are kind of...
My girls are not as neat as my boys, I think. It's crazy, you know? And I think they want to be, but I don't know. And, you know, sometimes you look back on how you've done with your kids. And like mm-hmm. we said, if we could have that time again where they wanted to learn how to cook or, you know, when they were really little, mm-hmm. I would like to have that opportunity as I know better now.
I guess you can't really go back, but...
No, you definitely can't go back.
It's just, I know you wish you do, though. You wish you could just redo some stuff. But it's going to be interesting. I think it's nice to have, that's a good idea to have a report card at home, the parents' report card. It's going to be great.
All right. Well, I know we have our first guest. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Barbara. And we've got Uncle Dan's report card. And we'll be talking about that. That was a little music right there. So thanks, Boomer. You didn't want to hear me or what? So, all right, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I've got some great values for you. And remember to look on Facebook at The Kim Pagano Show for the question. And did we give – and oh, we're not giving out the question.
Got to check out our Facebook page
right now. Yeah, look on there. And I've got two tickets to Soul City Survivors R&B for this Saturday night, August 6th. And thank you from Ventura Breeze. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. And, you know, we had quite a few callers that I guess are not on Facebook, and I never want to leave anybody out. So if you do know the answer, then...
So I guess we'll have to give the question away.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Huh?
So the question will be, what year was Ventura founded?
Oh, there you go. Okay, so if you know that answer, you can either Facebook us or give us a call here at 805-639-0008. We'll take the third caller, and whichever comes first.
All right. Perfect.
Does that work? Okay. All right. Well, I know we have Barbara on the line. Barbara, are you there?
Hi. Yes.
Welcome. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
So what a unique thing, Uncle Dan's report card. Tell us a little bit about how it was founded.
Sure. Well, I was thrilled to lucky to have a fabulous uncle growing up named Dan. And I not only called him Uncle Dan, so many people in the world called him Uncle Dan because he was so kind and caring and supportive of so many people. I found this little yellow piece of paper on his dresser in 2002 after he passed away at the tender age of 98.
Mm, so, wow.
I looked at this card, and I was among all the little receipts and, you know, pennies and things like that, and I was like, what is this? And I looked further and read the fine print, and it was from 1914, his fifth grade report card. So having been adoring my uncle and being inspired by him all my life, I thought, well, let's look at that. Let's see how Uncle Dan did, you know, on his report card. And bless his heart, on the left side was a school report all about reading, writing, arithmetic, et cetera, and on the right side was a home report. Now, some other people, I suppose, might have found this with a home report that had things like habits of kindness and truthfulness and honesty and sleeping with the windows open and books read and money earned, and they might have looked at that and they said, well, that's funny. But I had been a parenting writer for about the past 25 years and written many parenting books and founded various parenting publications, and so when I looked at this, I was amazed at the brilliance of bringing the home and school together around both sides of the report card, if you will.
Well, I think that is so important, I have to tell you, because, you know, you can really tell a lot about a family of how well-rounded a person is, you know. So, yes, you know, a lot of parents say, oh, if my kid's polite to other people, then usually that's the way it is, where they're polite to, you know, other people, but not to you.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Then you've done a good job, you know. But I really think that it has to be all the way around.
Well, and so really the cap it all off, the icing on the cake was the back of the report card said the worth of the child cannot be measured in terms of percent alone. The home life of the child is an important part of the whole life. That was in 1914.
Wow.
So this is the superintendent of the Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools. And I looked at that and I said, this is exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
The both of them together, not in a punitive or in a, shall we say, judgmental way, but in a sense that if we both understand each other. And then it went on to say the teachers will have a much better idea of the home. We'll get the home will kindly cooperate and ask parents to mark the home report. So my grandparents' signature is on this home report. And the concept of that is that they both shared equally in this responsibility, the home being in charge, if you will, of these behaviors, and the school, of course, being the primary teacher of the academic behaviors.
But, you know, I also think that another good thing about grading home, like such as chores and, you know, cleaning pools and like keeping your room clean and things like that, it's mm-hmm. also like a reward system, because
right.
I had someone had their kids, they didn't want to do this. I said, well, you know, why don't you put up a big chart and give them a mm-hmm. star every time they clean their room? And mm-hmm. and she said, well, that's a pretty good idea, because her kids were kind of a little out of control at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I can. But what just now it dawned on me, what you're saying, this home report card, that also can reinforce like the star program. It says, wow, mom and dad said I did really cool, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. And now, well, doesn't Weight Watchers even give you stars for, I mean,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody likes
right.
to be rewarded.
Right.
You know, I just want to remind anybody, yeah, anybody that's just tuning in right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Barbara, is it Unell?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and she's talking about Uncle Dan's report card, and really just a unique approach to teaching our children timeless values. Also, we do have a contest going on right now that they can win, because we were little, we put it on Facebook, and I guess a lot of people, you know, some people aren't on Facebook, and I can, mm-hmm. I want to definitely value that. And the question again right now is?
The question is, what year was Ventura founded?
Okay. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And those are for two tickets to Soul City Survivors this Saturday night, August 6th, at Olivia's Adobe Music Under the Stars. So cool night there. Anyways, okay, so Barbara, so do you have like report cards that you, how does this work?
Well, what we did after we found the report card, that was back in 2002, and I was so excited about this, the common sense nature of this, and both sides talking. And I actually looked at these 19 behaviors, and I thought, you know, I wish I had had this list, if you will, of the priorities. Really, in terms of, my children are now 30 years old, so mm-hmm. you know, this sort of a checklist. Not even forgetting the looking at what I'm teaching the kids, but just sort of my to-do list, if you will, every day. And so I went to some folks who are in education and leadership and business, and I said, you know, how can we bring this back? Because
right.
everyone I showed the report card to said, oh, can I have a copy? Can I put this on my refrigerator? Just as a reminder for the adults.
Yeah.
As well as perhaps a way to, as you said,
reward,
accountability, mm-hmm. and motivation on the children's side. And sure enough, what we did is we started a pilot program in the state of Kansas, where I live, with the then governor of Kansas, Kathleen Sebelius. You've probably heard her name. She's now the Secretary of Health and Human Services
mm-hmm.
in Washington.
Ah.
But she was the governor of Kansas, and so we launched a pilot program using Uncle Dan's report card in schools. In rural, urban, and suburban schools, to see if it made a difference, if it actually improved behavior,
really?
If it actually improved function in school, if it actually improved grades and accountability and motivating for homework, et cetera. And indeed, on every level, I'm happy to report that this the study and the pilot did indeed come out positive on each of those. And you can go to Uncle Dan's report card, all one word, .org, and check out all of this business that I'm telling you about.
How can that miss? I mean, it's just a
right.
positive. You know, it reinforces, it makes parents think, it helps remind parents of
right.
the stuff
right.
they need to, because Kim and I were talking about how, you know, if you do everything for your child, you think you're being a good mom and you're going to do all this, and what you're doing is enabling them. You're really not guiding them at that time or teaching them. You're just doing everything for them, and how will they learn?
Well, and you're so right. In fact, you know, as so many people say, you know, if other people had found this, I don't know if they would have had such an impression, but This is my 13th book, actually, and all of the other books that I've written around parenting have this very same, just exactly what you said, teaching system, teaching sort of framework around it, trying to build positive behaviors versus punishing and tearing down inappropriate behaviors. So we're focused on the positive, focused on what we want children to learn, and it really simplifies.
You know what, Barbara, I love that. Instead of, you know, why did you do that? Instead of saying, why don't you try this way, you know? Right. How do you use the three R's? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Just as you guys were talking about before, which is exactly right, we tend to point out inappropriate behaviors. We tend to sort of focus on the negative, and so the notion of recognizing positive behaviors, usually, you know, that catch them being good kind of thing. You know, when kids are doing the right thing, we sort of ignore them, and when they do things that we don't like, we go, it's crazy. We start to, you know, pay a bunch of attention, and the kids are going, oh, I get it. If I just do the wrong thing, people go my way, you know?
That's so true, what you just said. That was a lot of words, but that was very true.
We all want attention on one level or another, and we'll get it. And particularly little folks want the adults in their lives that they so revere, even though they may not act like it, to pay attention to them. So the recognition is literally just being aware of these positive behaviors and pointing them out. The reward is just exactly what we are talking about here. You have, you can go to our website, you can download a copy of the report card. You could actually mark or have the kids mark just an X or a check or whatever when they have accomplished one of these behaviors. And we found that the kids love doing good behavior, particularly when they notice and other people notice.
Sure.
And so then repeat, the idea being, this would pretty much be a daily deal. It's not like Tuesdays is honesty day or, you know, September is respect month. It's pretty much every single day. And that may be the good news or bad news about what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't want to upset people, but
no, but I could remember, I've told several people this, you know, I only had one son, so there's no competition and it's a little bit, it's a whole different dynamic, but, I know that I fired him, so did my husband, several times from cleaning the pool. But
how positive is that?
Yeah.
No, but
I'm saying, you said, why? And I wish I could go back because I myself had thought about the reward system later, you know, and was giving advice to someone else, wishing I had done it at the time. Because every time you tell them no, you know, and I was a working mom, so I think that was part of my frustration. You know, I'm like, everything goes fine until, why didn't you clean the pool? You know,
you know what it is, though? It's crazy because I think that there is no lessons to be a parent at all.
Right,
you know,
right,
I almost think it needs to be 13th grade, you know?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah,
so when you,
unless they read your books.
Well, yeah, but
well,
I mean, and there is a lot of great books like this, but really there needs to
there
be,
wasn't when
you're,
I was,
you're just learned,
mm-hmm,
you're
exactly
learned from whatever your family did to you.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I think that's such a good point. And actually that was one of my first, when I saw this report card, that was exactly my thought. I was like, actually, this should sort of come built in to the, you know, the little isolette in the hospital or something, you know, this report card. Because basically these are the 19 behaviors that really make the difference in the long haul. I mean,
right,
at the end
of
the day. And if you focus, and when we focus on these, and in fact, going back 100 years, which the book does talk a little bit about 100 years ago, what was happening from 1914, it is fascinating to see. The times may have changed, but the importance of these values have not.
That's for sure.
I love it. You know, now you said you have tons of books, 13 books. What are all your other books about?
Well, thank you. One of them, probably the one that's been around the longest, is called Discipline Without Shouting or Spanking. That was first published actually in 1984 and then revised again in 2000. And it's, its message is around the inappropriate behaviors that kids do, you know, just the sort of laundry list of whining and biting and tantrums and lying and dawdling and, are you guys depressed yet? Are you okay?
You know, and talking about that, something, you know, I've got a 15, 16, 21, and 27-year-old, two girls, two boys. And, you know, the biggest lesson that I've learned is kind of almost like a stone face, you know, almost like, you know, wow, I know that's really upsetting you. So how do we get over it? You know what I mean? Instead of going, you know, why are you doing that? Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's a very nonchalant, real, you know, because other people can talk to your kids, but we can't, because we get so emotional.
Another person would say, why are you doing that?
Yeah. You know, right, and it's okay. Right. But, you know, it's just acknowledge their feeling. Mm-hmm. And say, you know, okay, so yeah, you're right. This isn't, you know, your best time, or this isn't, you know, this isn't going to make you happy. But how do we get through this?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. One of my other books is called How to Discipline Your 6 to 12-Year-Old Without Losing Your Mind. that pretty much speaks to that. Or discipline without, or how to get your child from no to yes without nagging, bribing, or threatening is another one.
You know what? I would love you to stay on the line, and I think you probably already got all of her information, right? Sam, I would love you to let's talk about all those things, because I think those are so valuable.
Oh, thank you.
I really do.
I appreciate that.
I really do. I think it's so important for every, you know, parents, as well as husbands, as well as wives, to, you know, to have that knowledge so they can be successful parents, because not only do you feel good about yourself, you know, you feel good about the children that we're bringing into our world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're so right. These are really skills for life and whatever you're doing, even in the workplace, Frank, between you and me, they actually are can help be successful there too.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever sat in an office or a room, you know, where you can see that people really have themselves put together? You know, and you kind of like really look at them and admire, you know, wow, they've got some tools that they've been working with, you know.
And then you see other people in the supermarket screaming at their children. I'm going, God, don't you see? I mean, the child, you could look at the child's face like they're either confused or like, I don't know. I mean, depending on the age of the child, a lot of times they're just confused. Like, why are you yelling at me? You know?
Well, it is interesting. And back to the idea of what you want to teach.
Right.
You know, there's a child, you know, who bites, you know, that's the classic story of a little kid who bites another kid, and the parents will, I mean, I've had parents tell me, well, I just bite them to show them how it feels. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, that's great if you want to teach biting. But if you don't want to teach biting, let's think about another option that you have.
Wow.
And then you can see their eyes light up, and they really don't know it. And I think you said it before, Kim, sometimes they just haven't had these lessons taught to them, so they don't even know that there's another way.
Exactly. And they thought that was the right way because somebody told them, okay, you need to bite if that's, you know. Well, guess what? Maybe that isn't your best way. And you know what? I think it's another thing. It's really okay as a parent to say, hey, you know what? Kind of need to look up this and really, you know, I don't know how to handle that. Give me a moment.
Instead
of just being angry because you're frustrated, you don't know how to do it, you know?
No, there's the key, being angry,
control,
I think.
Control.
Yeah.
Control.
And that's really hard to do when you're working, too. I think for moms, or if you have more than one child, I think it's very hard to control your temper and try to take a deep breath. And,
you know? Right, and the biggest other thing is stay on the same page as your mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Be the front.
That's a whole nother book.
I know. So, Barbara, I would love to. Barbara, I would love to talk to you about coming back on with. We have a question.
We had a question came in. The lady had probably a young teenager, and the question was, he doesn't do any chores and he won't do. What can you do to get a stubborn person to do the chores without being mean to them?
Yeah, very, very good question. And, well, first of all, don't label the child stubborn. That would be the first step.
Mm-hmm.
the second step is to really embrace the goal that you have and to talk, particularly with a teenager. That's what's so great is that they have language. With little people, you know, 2 years old or so, it's harder because they don't have the language to discuss. So, I would ask the caller to check out either Uncle Dan's report card or Discipline Without Shouting or Spanking, and there's a whole chapter on helping a child do chores.
Right.
I know that, or she can, or he can send me an email at Barbara at UncleDan'sReportCard.org, and we can get her started.
Okay, and I want to put my input because really I feel like I've kind of really been learning all this, doing, you know, parenting classes and just really becoming more aware. But I think that you need to find out what your child loves the best. Like one of mine loves skateboarding. One of them now can drive. Mm-hmm. And you have to reward them. Those are rewards. Those are gifts that we allow them to have.
Right.
And so they need to be a contributor to our family. And in order to do that, this is what you need to do.
I'm just going to say, there goes that reward system again.
Exactly.
You know, Uncle Dan's report card.
So instead of, you know, downing them that they don't do it, reward them.
Right.
You know?
There's another thing that we use in all these books, actually, called Grandma's Rule. And it's when you have, then you may.
Oh.
So the concept is when you have done X, then you may do Y.
That's right.
The sort of old-fashioned notion of you work and then you eat. The item is that when you've done what I need you to do, it's all a matter of agendas. That caller has
then you can play
about the chores.
Right.
The child has another agenda, which is the chores.
And, you can't just say, okay, you know, this all needs to be done. You have to say, you know, I really think that we need to sit down with our children and communicate and say, you know what, I noticed that you've been really upset because, you know, or I've been really upset because I'm not getting my stuff done around my house. Therefore, you know, we're going to change things because things aren't working the way they are right now. And so you have actually a sit down conversation, a kind of a meeting like we would do at an office if things aren't going good.
Especially if they see the mom getting upset and she's honest. The reason she's upset is because I need you guys to help me here. This isn't working.
Yeah.
You know?
And so here's what I need from you. I'm going to write it down, or would you like to write it down so you guys are really clear on what it is? And do little pieces of it. So, So
one of the other pieces I might add to that is actually having a conversation and asking the question back. How do you, Sarah or Mark or Mike or Sally, well, how do you think we should deal with this?
Oh, my God. You're absolutely right.
That's
because
a
lot of
one.
Times, all right, I guess I haven't been doing everything. Go ahead. I guess I can't skateboard or, you know, they sometimes, you know.
No, but you can skateboard. Just clean the pool.
Right. It's a win-win. How do you have a win-win in your house? Yeah. Well, Barbara, this was really great. I'd love to. I'm going to call you and so we can get you back on for your other books. I just think great value. And so did we tell everybody where they can find your book?
Thank you for saying that. They're available at bookstores everywhere or Amazon, of course, or online places, as well as Uncle Dan's report card, alloneword.org. You can just click on there and then click on buy now and you can get it.
All right. Well, perfect. Thank you so much, Barbara. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks for what you do for all of us.
Thank you. All right. Well, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim. I'm here with Jeannie and Boomer, and the phones have been going crazy. And, Boomer, we do have a winner, right?
We do have a winner. It's going to be Tina Milton from Oxnard, and the correct answer to what year was Ventura founded is 1782.
Wow.
We had a couple people call in and say 1770. That was actually not the correct answer. We were going off the City of Ventura's website, which said 1782.
Okay.
So that's where we got our information from for anyone that wanted to know.
Perfect. All right. So, gosh, enjoy those tickets. I think that would be great. And I will get in touch with you so you can know where to get those. All right. And thank you again from Ventura Breeze. And that's Sheldon Brown. So we are going to take a really quick break. Stay with us because maybe I can find something else to definitely add value every day in every way. But we'll see what we got going on. So stay with us. And if you have something you want to talk about, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. And I appreciate all the callers and the questions. And that's what it's about. You know, many hands helping each other. And many,
so true.
Yeah. So we all can help each other. All right, you're listening to Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Oh, honey.
Honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definite better quality.
I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices. The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people. Always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I'll always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 in Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of the Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and I thank you for being here. And, well, I don't know if our gynecologist is going to, maybe she had a little emergency with a baby or
she
something,
could've.
You know, you
yeah.
never know. But, you know, it's really interesting when you find, talking about doctors, when you find a passionate doctor, you're really good about all the people that you have in your life, like I am, you know, when you meet somebody.
Yeah.
I pretty much know that you've already done your work.
And when you find one doctor, I found one, Dr. Ezrin out of Encino. He's a diabetic doctor, endocrinologist, and a diet doctor. He's just the best. And he's still practicing, and he's, I hope you don't get mad, but he's 84, and he's just awesome. And he's so well respected. He's given me so.
And he's probably got so much knowledge.
He has so much passion. He said if he could, he wouldn't charge anybody a dime. He just wants, you know, he loves his work that much. And he has recommended so many good doctors. I'm just so thankful that he is in my life because, you know, it's really hard out there. It's not that there's bad doctors, but you have to find the doctor that, you know, if the shoe fits with you, you have to be able to communicate with them. If you can't communicate, if you just walk in there and say, well, fix me, I mean, you're not going very far, you know?
No, and, you know, there is a point where they have to have enough time to, you know, have that time to get to know you.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't.
I hate being rushed. I hate that.
Yeah, and not only that is, you know, really, I mean, I could just spread this all the way through is, you know, we had our pool heater was broken. And so they come out, they fix our pool, or they charge you for a service call, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we told them, okay, we have this one, you know, like E-fan or something, you know, like a code. Well, that's the only thing when they come out. It's like, why wouldn't they look at the whole thing? So they go, yeah. Oh, yeah, no problem, needs a fan. Well, that wasn't the problem.
Oh.
You know, and so then they come out and they go, oh, you need another part. And I just, that really bothers me.
It's like, why didn't you fix it the first time?
Yeah. Why didn't you look at, let's see if there's anything possible that could be wrong with this.
Now, some, in the defense of whatever company, like if you know, maybe one begets another, you know, like if we fix that, then we'll figure out something else.
Well, I'll tell you what his philosophy was, is that when you have a car that maybe the battery doesn't work, right? So mm-hmm. then you put a new battery in and then you can see what all the problems are.
Right.
But, you know, with our bodies, you can't look under the hood.
No, but sometimes that does happen. They'll treat something. And then you actually have to take control. Because if it's not working, you either go back to see your doctor. And, hey, you know, some of them are busy. And if they just look at you and say, well, you know, I think that's what it is, or blah, 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 everything will turn out. Like, I had a doctor giving me some medication, and it wasn't working for me. So I researched, went back to Dr. Ezrin, got a different doctor. And I could tell you, I changed doctors. And because I did, I'm much healthier, and I think you also have to take charge. You have to really kind of look up on the web. Everything's so accessible today, and you can kind of help the doctor diagnose what's wrong with you, unless it's something simple. But a lot of times, you know, you're just not feeling good. You're wondering why you're so tired, and I don't know.
What do you do when you get like that? What do you do?
First thing I do is open up my herb book, and I look in that.
She is not like a, I always call you too. I'm like, I kind of feel a little, you know.
Well, it's a doctor. It's written by a doctor, an MD, and an herbalist. And I look in there first to see just kind of, you know, which part of the body, because I kind of know what part and what I can do, if I can help or change my diet or do something like that to help myself. And if it's out of my control, then I have to go in search of a doctor. But in truth, changing my diet and doing a lot of things like that and exercising and improving that has really cured quite a few things for me, a lot.
Really?
So, mm-hmm. Wow. Especially the tiredness, the achiness for arthritis. You know, I notice now, I know if I don't drink enough water, I have to drink less coffee, less tea, and a lot of water. And it really, really, you're 100% better.
You know, it's really interesting. I had Dr. Bunny on yesterday and Dr. Richard, and got one of them, well, actually, I don't know if Dr. Bunny does this, but Dr. Richard and his wife, they fast for one day.
Oh, I do too.
You do?
Uh-huh, once a week. I because it's my way in, Dan, I always like to fast,
so
because I think it's
eat
healthy.
Anything?
Well, I'll eat a breakfast, but then I don't eat lunch. And if I eat, I eat a very light dinner. I mean, very light, because I think it's really, really good for you to do that at least one day a week.
I didn't think that it was, I mean, I guess they said it was really healthy to to fast, but I thought that, I don't know, I'm still having a problem with that. And Boomer and I were saying, can you imagine going a whole day without eating?
You know, fasting doesn't mean that you have to have just nothing. I mean, you can have like a small thing, an oatmeal in the morning, you know, with, and I don't mean giant, small, because it's, you're already cutting your portion again. And then don't eat anything. Wait until you're hungry. You're starving. You know, when I do, I'll either have a piece of fruit, just something, not a whole giant guy, a lot of fruit, a little fruit. And then I'm just not so hungry anymore, and I'm busy. And I think it's good for me. I can feel my body just kind of getting rid of things that shouldn't be in there. And I sweat a lot more, and then I go to the gym. I have a light workout instead of a heavy workout, because you need, you know, a lot of protein and things for that. And actually, the next day I feel better.
Right. You know, I just want to put it out there. If anybody does anything that really just makes a difference in their life, you know, that they want to share, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. You know, it's so important to, like we were talking about report cards, kind of to have like something. Do you have like every time you go for a mammogram or your gynecology appointment, or, you know, you kind of, you really need to keep track of all of that.
Yeah, you do.
Almost like not really depend on the doctors. Depend on yourself. Be your own advocate.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know that you have to do it once a year. I mean, you just have to kind of force yourself to do that. And not only that, but even grade yourself. I think as I got older, grade yourself how you eat, all kinds of things. You know, you have to keep a record of what you eat. I find that is really helpful too.
Right, exactly. Okay, cool. Well, we're going to take a really, really quick break, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And stay tuned with us. Actually, our Dr. Adrienne Lord just walked in. So, all right, we'll be right back.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for staying with us. We actually have the real Dr. Adrienne Laura. So welcome. And now, where is your
thank
practice?
You very much. I'm an obstetrician gynecologist. I practice currently in Oxnard, California, my hometown. I came home after spending 20 years in Boston going to medical school and residency there.
And do you have a family out here?
I do. I have my 18-year-old son who just graduated from high school, Zachary. And Zachary,
I love that name, Zachary.
Yeah, I grew up in Oxnard, so my parents are still there. I'm the oldest of 9 children.
9?
Oh, my gosh. And I'm currently doing pap smears on half my 5 sisters.
I love so that. So what was your passion to become a doctor?
I wanted to become a doctor since I was 8 years old. And we grew up in South Oxnard. And when I graduated from high school in the 70s. And at that time, when I went to my high school counselor and said, I want to be a pediatrician, my counselor told me I would probably want to try nursing so I could get married and have children. So, and okay. I find that for my patients currently, their counselors sometimes are telling kids the same thing. So vision is real important. I kept my vision. I became a nurse. I worked here at Ventura County Medical Center for 8 years, but I never lost the vision of becoming a doctor. So at 31, I started medical school at Boston University, and then I trained at Harvard. So I got accepted to Beth Israel at Harvard. I trained there in obstetrics and gynecology, stayed on for another 9 years teaching doctors, and then came home about 6 years ago with my son. Wow. And now I'm here doing, I like to jokingly say, I'm doing pap smears on my high school classmates.
<That's>
and
funny.
It's true. I went to Santa Clara High School.
Well, life is a big circle.
Oh, Kim,
sure
you're
is.
So
I mean, I
right.
really feel mm-hmm. like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're so right. And I have the saying that I say, you know how to make God laugh? Tell him your plans. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
I like that.
I left, I left when I was 31 years old and came back when I was 51.
Wow, that's great. And so, so what kind of a clientele do you have? Do you have mostly younger, older? Do you specialize?
Oh, wait, no, that's my question.
That is a great question. My youngest patient is 9 years old. My oldest patient is 93.
Okay, stop right there. So you're saying after, like, age 50 and 60, you do not need, like, what they call geriatrics, doctor specialist, or do you?
No. All women should have a women's health specialist, is my feeling. There's no medical criteria or law out there, but I am a women's health specialist. I take care of only women and know women well and specifically. And so my youngest patients, the 9-year-olds, I have some traveling soccer players who have either heavy menses or ovarian cysts, and we take care of them. My 93-year-old, she comes in to talk to me mostly.
Good for her. We have customers like that.
Do her exam. And you were asking before we went back on air, when should a woman come to a gynecologist and should they? I already stated that I think that you should get your care from someone who knows the female body the best, which is a gynecologist. The current standards for first pap smear are first pap smear at 20 or after first intercourse, whatever comes first. If you talk to me, Dr. Laura says that you should get your first pap smear and exam at 18. And that's more social than anything, Kim, because 18-year-old women are still with their parents. Mm-hmm. They're still usually in high school. And a lot of our women are adventurous sometimes, and they'll be gone by the time they're 20.
And it's really important to get that pap smear.
The pap smear is very basic. It's it's an exam, a screening test. Mm-hmm. It is
so
not diagnostic.
So you're saying at 18?
I like 18 because I have a lot of mothers who come in with their daughters as a sort of event. Mm-hmm. In my practice, if the mother would like to stay in the room with her,
that's good.
We have them do that, maybe not for the history taking, but certainly for the exam.
Kind of give them a little privacy. Right. Sometimes they don't, you know. I mean,
there are things they'll share with me that they don't want their mother to know.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's appropriate. They're entering adulthood. They're entering their own phase of being. In terms of the first, and then I tell them go out to lunch and talk about it.
Right. Now, your practice is like a women's center, right?
Yes, correct. It's Celebrating Women, and I've had that name since Boston. Celebrating Women. I think that's what we do.
I really like that.
I do too.
Thank you. Thanks, yeah. Kim. Thanks. What we do is when women come in, and this starts with the staff. I train the staff. I always tell the staff that a doctor is only as good as her staff.
And you are so right. Yeah. You really are. I mean, that's like, you know, your team.
They are. They affect their first line effect. You know, they're in the trenches greeting my patients. And I tell them three things. When a patient comes in the door, I want her to feel safe. I want her to feel cared for. I want her to feel respected.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love
it's
that.
It's very simple.
Absolutely.
If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim. I'm here with Jeannie, and we've got actually Dr. Adrian Laura. We've only got you for a couple minutes, so now we're going to have you back.
Okay,
you know,
deal. Because, I'd love to.
You know what I do on my show is I bring value every day in every way. And so if there's one message that we can give out to all of our women, what would it be?
To embrace yourself. And to embrace yourself means to love yourself. And part of that for my practice is to take care of your health. Mm-hmm. I believe that your health is a gift from God and that it's your gift.
She belongs right on my
show. Oh, she does. Is she passionate?
In respect to that, taking care of your health throughout your lifetime is your gift back to God.
Yeah, I love
absolutely.
That. Dr. Laura, Adrian,
yes.
Laura, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Can you give everybody your phone number of where to find
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. I'm at 1801 Solar Drive in Oxnard off of Gonzales. Our phone number is area code 805-988-7577.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I hope that everybody's had an incredible time on my show, and I hope that we've gotten some really great calls and winners and questions answered. And always, as always, you can hear my show again at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And I welcome you always to Facebook me or email me. Facebook me at The Kim Pagano Show or email me at my website, thekimpaganoshow.com. And Jeannie, thank you.
You're
always
welcome.
A great. You'll be gone next week, right?
Yes. Las Vegas. You guys wish me luck out there.
There you go.
Give you a dollar.
Boomer, there you go.
Boomer, great job.
Thank you.
Dr. Adrian Laura, thank you so much. And of course, I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is our truest life is when we are in our dreams awake. So that means we're living our dreams.
That's
what it's all about. You know, live passionately, live lovingly, and live with, you know, being in the present. With
lose
that,
your dreams, lose your mind.
That's it. So that's very good. Oh, you got a mommy moment there.
I know.
See?
All
right. Well, thank you so much, everyone. Have a really good day. Go do something nice for yourself and someone else. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
A plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just